radio 212. Complex.
DPS. Go. Inco. Go. PUS. Go. Surgeon. Go. Booster. Go. Copy that. We have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Have you considered starting a podcast? Looking for a way to make your business a voice of authority in an industry? Then Podcast Cadet is the solution for you. Whether starting a podcast for yourself, your brand, business, school, church, or just plain fun, Podcast Cadet is here to help you navigate the waters of the podcast industry. Specializing in one-on-one consultation and training with industry professionals in fields ranging from podcast technology and editing to distribution, monetization, and even social media strategies, Podcast Cadet tailors their services to the specific needs of you and your podcast. Do you already have a podcast and trying to find ways to engage and grow your audience? Sign up for your Podcast Cadet audit today. And let us help you explore new and exciting ways to leverage your content and elevate your podcast brand to whole new levels. From consultation and workshops to affordable podcast production and maintenance packages, Podcast Cadet is your one-stop shop for everything podcast-related on the internet. Visit PodcastCadet.com today to sign up for your consultation or training. And use code TALKING20 to save 20% off your entire purchase. That website, again, is podcastcadet.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back for a fantastic third day of coverage here at CES 2022. Let's hop on over to the exhibits and see some of the great technology available coming out this year. Welcome back, everybody. We are here inside of the Samsung C-Lab at CES 2022 here in Eureka Park in the Venetian. We're here with Tony with Zamstar. And when I saw this technology yesterday, my jaw dropped. I took years to learn how to play guitar, and this is something that teaches you in mere moments. So tell us a little bit about the technology behind this, Tony, and how you came about with it.
Okay, thank you for giving a chance to introduce our technology. And we are building the SNS service for the musician, not only for the skilled musician, but also the beginners. So our Zamstar is here. So once he play the guitar and post, then the other person can add on top of the first player. That means people can easily make the digital band.
Sure.
Yeah. And the beauty of our technology is here. If you like this band, you can be part of the band. Mm. You can add on, or instead of him, you can be the lead guitarist on this band. Let's see. Here's lead guitar.
Now this is my favorite part. That's okay, it's okay.
Yeah, I have to connect the guitar.
Oh, yeah, well, do that. Which seems, I mean, a pretty easy process. It literally just find your devices and connect.
Yes, it's like a Bluetooth pairing. It's very easy to connect and setting. And here, and if you want to part of this band, lead guitar. Yeah, there is a title of the song here. And then you can practice easily with our smart guitar. Play it. Hit the play. Then it guides you where to play. And also, once you hit the auto effector, then the sound is automatically set. It very suitable for the specific songs he plays. And lastly, once you get used to the display, then now you can record yourself.
Awesome.
To be part of this band. Now you are the lead guitarist of this band. Yeah, the other person's waiting for you to be with you.
And just myself looking at this, I see immediate ways to be able to multi-track yourself, be able to just come up with scratch recordings on the road, be able to even share it with your other bandmates and go, hey, look, I just came up with this. What do you think about a lead line? And he can throw something down and send it back and forth rapidly without having to Dropbox, yes, open up a DAW software, uh-huh, everything else.
Yes, right. And also, not only that, if you are the teacher of the guitar, then you can make the you can easily make the guitar lessons with, yeah, the application. You can share the sheet music with your students, and you can show how it plays. So you can use it for the jamming and also the listening.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are various of usage with our solutions.
Absolutely incredible. How long did it take you to come up with this technology? And did you build just the app or everything we're seeing, other than the phone, of course?
Yes, definitely. except the phone, we built everything inside of this. Not only the application, but also this guitar. We built this guitar from scratch. I've been making the guitar for 2 years.
Wow.
So we built the guitar from body and neck and LEDs and circuitry, all of this.
Wow. And that's pretty incredible, the guitar technology itself, uh-huh, the way that it talks with the app, uh-huh, all that, phenomenal. What kind of is it out on market already? And if so, what kind of price point are you looking at on an item like this?
Yes, we are targeting the price point between $300 to the $500.
Wow.
With this guitar. And we are currently in the Samsung in-house venture program. So,
too cool.
Yeah, if we can spin off from the Samsung, if we can, then everything goes well, we think... at the end of this year, we can launch this application and the product as well.
Fantastic. And of course, I would assume the fact that when you buy the guitar, the application comes with it. Not the other way around, right?
Yeah, but we also have a business plan with our service. So with our service, you don't have to have special guitar or instrument or... Even with your voice, you can be part of the band.
Wow.
Yeah, that is the beauty of this.
That's
one.
That's great.
And but our guitar helps you to be part of the band and helps you to learn how to play guitars. Yeah.
Well, where can everybody go to find out more about Zamstar? What is the website? Is there a pre-order page available?
Okay, here is our QR code. If you can see here, then you can scan it. I post everything of our technology and product.
Great.
As well.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. Tony, once again, thank you so much for your time today. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much
thank
for
you.
This amazing musical invention. Take care. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Once again, folks, just a small taste of the amazing electronic gadgetry here at CES 2022. We'll be right back. We are here with Anand from Trexo Wheels out of Istanbul. Tell us a little bit about this really innovative product for photography and videography.
Thank you, Christopher. So this is Trexo Wheels. This is the world's first tabletop dolly equipped with image processing technology. So this device lets us use the image processing technology to create fast and simple routes for visual effects and for videography. We have a dedicated application. In this application, you will be able to take a photo, and the system takes this launch pad and understand where the Trexo wheels is. And you'll be able to just draw a line and make a simple route planning with it. Multi-paint and complex movements.
Wow. And you gave me a demo just a few minutes ago. It was pretty incredible to see you take a picture of the tabletop, highlight a couple of objects,
yeah,
and then say go and watch the camera move.
Definitely.
And pan and tilt.
Definitely.
And do everything on its own.
Yeah, definitely. And also there's one more a breakthrough feature with it. It's a learning mode. You just double tap it and it says linear learning, for example. So give a shot and tell him that's the movement. It understands the A and B point and the speed you make it. So ready to shoot again. You just hold the play button and it moves perfectly as you've done before. It
wow.
retrieves back, so you'll be able to do visual effects with this motion control feature as well.
That is pretty pretty amazing technology. What was it that inspired you to create this?
Actually, content creation is getting more and more important for each day because we're consuming videos like snacks right now. And we thought that it will be very nice to create some devices, some tools to make these creators serve better videos to us. So, for example, this is great for especially product videographies and videos because we have a, for example, table. We have a turntable kit on it, so you will be able to do 360 photos and 360 videos with this device too.
Oh, great! Yeah, so you can actively like put the turntable on top of it, and it'll operate the turntable.
Everything else for you.
Really, really cool. And where are you looking at availability? I know you were saying that you were looking at doing a fundraiser, a Kickstarter campaign.
Yeah, actually, we did a Kickstarter campaign for this one last year. It's a list price of $6.99.
Wow. Wow, that is utterly affordable for a piece of technology
definitely.
And what is the weight capacity on these? I see a DSLR camera over here, but what size video camera can you put on them?
Actually, this one can carry up to 5.5 pounds.
Wow.
So a nice mirrorless camera with a decent lens, it can hold comfortably. On this side, we are having a different product. Let me tell more about this one too. So this is the Trexo slider. This will be one of the essential products. For this slider, it is a great carrying capacity because it can carry up 20 kilos, which is like 44 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Horizontal position. For the vertical, it can go like 1.5 kilos around 3.3 pounds. But there will be two additional modules for that. It's a pan and a tilt. All three devices have included batteries inside. So you don't have to switch the batteries.
Nice. Maybe
they're all working together. All of them have shutter release ports on it. So this means you will be able to use any of them in any configuration. For example, you can use it a pan module all alone, make a time lapse. You can combine it with a tilt and make a time lapse again. Maybe you can combine a slider with all of the two modules or alone.
Yeah.
You will be able to do motion controls, time lapses. And we are also looking for a nice stop motion solution for this product.
Yeah.
We hope to maybe provide some API so people can program it from their computers.
Absolutely. Now, what kind of release are you looking at for this? Or what kind of time frame are you looking at?
We are planning to make a Kickstarter project for this one in a month or two. So stay tuned. We hope to deliver good news soon.
And what's your hopeful price point on it?
We would like to keep it low as possible on Kickstarter especially.
Yeah.
We hope it like $349.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is extraordinarily affordable.
We hope so. The modules will be announced soon.
Fantastic. Well, incredible technology. I'm so glad you came and saw and grabbed us to literally come do this interview with you.
Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciate it.
Have a great one.
We'll be right back after this, folks, with more amazing technology here at the live CES 2022 coverage from the Venetian Expo. Well, hello, everybody. We are back. We're here with Dr. Mike Yang of Luke's Creo. Tell us a little bit about this really awesome 3D printing technology. I've seen a lot of 3D printers, but this stuff is really, really cool and kind of revolutionary. Movable, soft, all kinds of things.
I'm glad that you like about this. Is, you know, like we see 3D printing, there's metal 3D printing, ceramics, you know, 3D printing. You also have like the nylon 3D printing, right? Like, you know, right across there, mm-hmm. They're doing really well. But what we're bringing to the market is elastic printing. You know, what does elastic do, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, like everything around human, we don't really do that well with that hard stuff. We need something that has a good cushion, right?
Yeah.
And this is what we bring to the market. But then elastic material is really hard to do, right? Think of rubber band. When you're printing it, it deforms.
Yeah.
So it's all very difficult to do, and that's why people haven't done it yet. But we gotta solve that problem. With the platform that we have is that, so we started with the material, and by having materials that are product ready, right? Rather than just a prototype. This is a product ready thing, right?
Yes.
If you look at those things, is that shoes that are ready for the market, right? This is a slider. I've been wearing one of those for 6 months, indoor, outdoor.
And I'm here to tell you, I
you
have,
should put it on.
I have no arches in my feet. I've got size 16s.
Yes.
It is hard for me to find something that's comfortable. This almost actually fits my foot, which is really weird.
Right, right.
But the amount of support that I get in this,
it's pretty awesome,
is really awesome. And what I really loved was the app that you have that lets you take a picture of your foot and actively get like a topographical map of your foot to custom fit those things to it.
Right, our Meta, our Lux Care software, right? Well, basically what we're doing, and this is going to sound a bit proverbial because everybody's talking about like metaverse nowadays, right?
Yeah.
But there's really one thing is that, you know, like the whole meta property, right? It's actually something that is well known in material science, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically what meta means is it's something that transcends what the material is. So the best way to understand it is, and I'm going to go a little, maybe I spend a minute on that, right? Something magical about those that we created is this. Think about steel, hard code. But once you turn it into a coil, what do you get?
You get something movable and a spring.
You get a spring. You get springs, right? It moves, it rebounds. Something that you would not associate with a steel. And that's the same thing, is that when we have this elastic material, as long as you have the right property, right? Mm. It got to be, say, for this, is that you can try to pull it. It won't break.
Yeah.
So it has really high rebound energy, and secondly, it has really good tensile properties. And with that is that then we lattice it. With the lattice, then you get this meta properties, because effectively this is not a chunk of solid.
Yeah.
Now you have a piece of lattice that you could control the density, the geometry, and try to feel this.
Yeah.
But when it's dense.
It is incredibly firm. Like, you could sell this just as a, like, hand exerciser.
Well, not only that, but if you look at this, I don't know whether you can see this, is that it's relatively denser at the bottom by design.
Yep.
So this is gradually density, you know, dense to less dense here. And try to feel it.
Yeah.
It's firmer here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's softer here.
Absolutely. And what's great is even with the dense space, you can see straight through it.
Yeah,
like, it's almost 90% empty space.
Yeah, you get
it's
an
great.
Airflow. So with this is that, you know, there are a lot of things that you can start doing with your designs. Right, your shoes, for example, right? The shoes that we design over there, I think I'll just...
Mm-hmm.
You look inside. This is not a uniform lattice structure there. And a lot of people try to do this, and they do a uniform lattice. Those shoes are not going to perform well. They will not.
Yeah, because you've got the same holes in the same place and no support in between
Exactly. I mean, if you look at your feet, it is not a flat plate.
Yeah.
Right? When you walk, it doesn't do that, right? So that's why is that we actually use, you know, what we call like finite element simulations. And then we simulate where all the pressure and the you know, like the pressures are. And areas where it has higher pressures, we actually, you know, densen up or use a lattice structure that provide more support. In other areas that are softer, you know, like for example, around like arch area, you want to have more flexibility. So we create that.
Yeah.
So that's possible,
well,
right?
Even,
same material, but with lattice, geometry.
Even right here, the helmet, that's just so awesome. I'm somebody that whenever I wear a hat, helmet for work, hard hat, anything like that, I am going to sweat the dickens all day long. So the fact that you actively have airflow through that for somebody biking, skateboarding, doing whatever, that's awesome.
Let me
that's
show you
really
something
great.
Crazy. So with that is that, right? Oh, I feel like I'm like, you know,
infomercial. Yeah, you should. It's what
we're
doing.
We've got so many things that we want to show off. So this is a medical pillow, right?
Oh.
More than the helmet, right? I think the helmet to me is more of a gimmick, but we did it primarily to show that a lot of people, when they make helmets, they make pieces and put it together. And we're just trying to show is that, no, you don't have to make pieces. You can make it a whole piece.
Yeah.
Now, this is something that's truly functional. So this is a medical pillow for someone who might have a, you know, problem sleeping, spinal issues, right? I mean, even myself, I get tired, right? What happens is that the doctor will take an x-ray of your spine. Or you might even just take a photo. Some of the doctors will just take a photo. And based on your, you know, spine situation, they will design on how high, how firm, how wide this pillow is.
Wow.
So you, when you rest on top of it, you get good rest.
Yeah.
Right? And then also because it's lattice again. Again, you have that nice, very nice property of firm support, but at the same time, you have the airflow.
Yeah. No, I was going to say...
Yeah. This is actually going pretty well.
That's awesome.
We're just happy that we're able to help people.
Well, what was it that made you create this product and this process? Because this is a little bit different than most 3D printing.
Yeah. Well, I think we started off with trying to do something different in the market. And we have to say, we want to be honest, is that we were inspired by Carbon. Carbon is one of, I think, a very respectable company. They came to the market with the technology that do DLP printing, and also that they have, I think they were the first one really to work out elastic printing. So when they came to the market, I think that inspires us a lot. And from there, we sort of think about that technology and feel like, what do we need to do kind of to take it one level higher? Well, maybe not even one level, but in a different direction.
Yeah.
So from day one, there were two things that we insisted on doing. One is that we're a production-first company, so we're not a prototyping company.
Mm.
Right? So most of the 3D printing company, they're about technology, printers, hardware, right? Making prototypes. It's something that looks really nice, but then you can't put it on your feet. Right? But in our case, it's that, no, we want something that can that you can wear and use on a daily basis. So from there, is that that's why we say we are a production-first company, is that in order to solve that problem, we got to solve the material science first.
Yeah.
And that's where we started off, is like going after elastic material. And after we kind of like solved that problem, we kind of realized that the elastic material is really hard to print. And that's where we kind of started designing our own hardware and printer.
Yeah.
This is our industrial machine. That's where like all the shoes are made from. And then from there is that we're taking it one level even further by having the software that is, I think the best way to put it is that most company or most designer do not have an engineering team to support them.
Yeah.
So when you have a piece of machine and materials, but it takes like 10 engineers to work out the printing, it doesn't work. So we're a believer that we want to enable people so that it should be as simple as just pressing a button to print it. So we spend a lot of effort into our software so that when the design is completed, it will help you to lattice it, it will help you to both support, and it will help you to kind of optimize all the parameters so that it's just a simple print. That's when you send, like for example, your Word document to your printer today.
Yeah.
You don't think about like, oh, wait a second, who's going to do the, like the typewriter stuff, right? So that's what we do, production first company. We there are a lot of problems in the world, right? So we're not saying that we solve all the problem. And we kind of deal with that problem by being very application focused. We move from one application to the next. We started off on the footwear, the elastic material, an extension of the footwear. We do medical appliances. And then the second vertical that we started into is the dental industry.
Oh,
and
wow.
There's something that's
yeah.
We haven't talked about. So this, this is arguably, because a lot of people claim that they have done it before, okay? But this is a clear aligner that is printed directly from the printer. No polishing. You know how things are being, you know how the aligners are being done today, right?
Yep.
People make...
Yeah, they make a mold.
All right, they make a mold and they have a sheet of plastic and they do a thermal forming on it.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum form almost.
You do a vacuum form. Now imagine for someone who's making like tens of thousands of aligners a day, how much waste do you have?
Yeah.
That's like a pile of junk every day, right?
Yep.
Good business for them, but that's really not good for the environment. But think about this, is that you don't have to waste all those material when you can print directly this. Now this is hard because it's transparent. Just like elastic,
sure,
it's hard. Transparent printing is hard. Yep. And transparent printing to have the structure that you need, that's extra difficult. So that's how we like to solve difficult problems.
That's awesome. Well, where can everybody go to find out more about Lux Creo? When will shoes be available? Products be available? What kind of price point are you looking at?
Well, follow us on luxcreo.com. We have Facebook, Instagram, and I think we're trying to set up a presence on Twitter as well.
Okay.
But basically, I would say, the company stands for a production-ready solution, but at the same time is we have an internal innovation design house, what we call like Lux Square Lab. In the Lux Square Lab, every now so often, probably like every 3-4 months, is that we would have some products that we would like to stimulate the market with to show what the technology is capable of doing. So definitely try to follow us on what we do.
Absolutely.
In Lux Square Lab. Like the next thing that we do, as you know, what you alluded to, is that we have an application leveraging on what Apple has done. So we're standing on the shoulders of giant, mm-hmm. not us doing it ourselves.
Sure.
Apple is coming out with those amazing phones that has depth camera.
Yeah.
And with those depth camera, now you can start creating images, bio images of your feet, of your face, right? We do all face scans all the time.
Yeah.
With that information, that allows us to customize. Right, and an example that we just look at is that within 5 seconds, an iPhone creates your foot model. And from the foot model, our AI engine can create your insole. And from the insole, right, the 3D printed insole that has better airflow, better support, all from your bathroom.
Right? Really, or really awesome.
From your bedroom or bathroom or whatever, wherever you want to do it. Yeah?
This is the kind of stuff that I love coming to CES, to see new things, innovative things in fields that already exist. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you
so much for everything that you're doing over at Lux Creo. We can't wait to see the fantastic products and solutions y'all come up with.
Support us, yes.
Absolutely. Stop on by, follow them, folks. While you're online, make sure to stop on by and check out the Talking Sound podcast, talkingsoundshow.com, hduniversalnetwork.com. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much for joining us for this official relaunch of Live CES here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 2022. We have had such a great time covering all the technology here, from vendors, exhibitors, makers, creators. Stay tuned for so much more from the Tech Podcast Network as well as Talking Sound. Stop on by TalkingSoundShow.com for all the episodes, for the shop, everything else. Make sure to stop on by our parent network, HC Universal Network, for more great content and episodes. Until next time, everybody, take care of yourselves, take care of your hearing, and keep reaching for 11. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Talking Sound Podcast. For more episodes, industry news, and information, visit us online at TalkingSoundPodcast.com. Subscribe to the Talking Sound Podcast on Amazon Audible, Spotify, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, or your favorite podcast service. Get the latest Talking Sound videos on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Reach TV, or your Roku or Amazon Fire device with the APR TV app. Talking Sound is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more great shows and content, subscribe to HCUniversalNetwork.com today. Until next time, watch those meters, gig safely, and keep reaching for 11.
This is Talking Sound.